Iran today lashed out against a resolution by the UN Nuclear Monitoring Agency that could lead to Security Council sanctions against Iran. It called the resolution illegal and illogical and accused the United States of orchestrating the measure. The Tehran government is also threatening to ban international inspectors from its nuclear facilities. This latest controversy over Iran's nuclear program comes 4 months after Iran's new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, swept into office by voters unhappy with a lack of jobs and a weak economy. Vermont Public Radio's Steve Zind recently visited Iran, and he filed this report.
The House of Employment for Women is located on the second floor of a city-owned building in a poor South Tehran neighborhood. Here at Iran's first women's cooperative, widowed, single, and divorced women learn skills they hope will lift them out of poverty. The women who work here have little formal education. On this warm day, the rattle of Tehran's chaotic traffic comes in through the open window of a small room crowded with sewing machines. The women make hospital gowns and the ubiquitous orange jumpsuits worn by Tehran street sweepers. Each woman will take home about $4 for a day's work. When Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's name is mentioned, the women begin talking enthusiastically about Iran's new president. One woman says she voted for Ahmadinejad because he promised a better future for her children.
We have this expectation from Ahmadinejad to eliminate unemployment for our young people, because unemployment brings a lot of problems. It brings drug addiction, it brings psychological and mental problems.
Officially, Iran's unemployment rate is about 15%, although the actual rate is thought to be much higher. It's estimated that close to half the nation lives at or below the poverty level. These are the people who form the core of Ahmadinejad's support, energized by his vow to end government corruption and improve their lives. Keeping those promises won't be easy. University of Tehran professor Abu Mohammed Askar Ghani is an advisor to the new president. Askar Ghani says it's likely Ahmadinejad will increase state subsidies on many items in order to bring down prices.
Without state intervention, the poor cannot benefit. My personal prediction is that there will be some kind of socialist approach to economics.
Askar Ghani says high oil prices will provide Ahmadinejad with the windfall he needs to help Iran's poor. But Ray Takei, an Iran expert at the U.S.-based Council on Foreign Relations, says expanding government programs will be an added burden to Iran's already struggling economy.
He might be able to actually, under the banner of economic justice, further expand Iran's bloated bureaucracy, further expand Iran's social and economic subsidies, which are a drain on its resources and actually obstruct a sort of an economic privatization program that calls for lessening of the role of government.
Takei says any attempt at real economic reform will run head-on into powerful conservative elements in Iran. Well over half of the nation's economy is controlled by the government and by huge foundations called bonyads, run by clerics. Askar Ghani, the presidential advisor, is also pessimistic about the prospects for economic reform.
There are many blocks of power inside Iran. They have monopolized everything. So he cannot succeed on that.
It's still unclear what Ahmadinejad will do to improve the economy. Ali Mazrouei is a reformist journalist who writes about economic issues. Mazrouei says the man who described himself as the humble street sweeper of the Iranian people didn't offer specifics during his campaign.
And still, until now, we don't know what is this program for the economy. I don't understand what they want to do.
Mazrouei says he's concerned that tensions over Iran's nuclear program will hurt the economy by stifling trade and outside investment. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.